Well, I think, Lewis, for us, there was no particular surprise. We wouldn't have expected the new Flybe to be operating probably on recovering domestic routes at this moment in time. And we do have to bear in mind that these routes are recovering and COVID is still with us and there are not the same volumes of people travelling, whether it's Jersey, Guernsey or the Isle of Man. They are still quite quiet. So quite a risky venture putting on a flight, I think, to our islands at this moment in time. But I haven't stated on record going back probably to the mid-summer of 2020, stating that Flybe is one to watch. The revival of Flybe into the UK domestic aviation space is one of great interest because they're a new airline. They've been able to pick up pilots, cabin crew, aircraft, engineers, probably from the old Flybe and others, and can come into the market very competitively. And it's coming into the market at a price where perhaps existing domestic carriers are carrying huge debt. And that could cause a lot of competition and be an interesting one to watch.
What do you think this marks, though? Is this a mark that it won't come back to the Isle of Man, or is it just too early for Flybe and we'll see down the line?
Yeah, it's far too early, Lewis. And we would expect maybe sometime, maybe 6 months, a year, and to see how aviation comes back. Our experience is that it's coming back on a global basis. We're seeing our island people travelling domestically, but also into the European market, but also globally. So it is coming back, but it's the start of a recovery. IATA are stating that really they're not expecting to see pre-COVID levels of aviation travel until 2024. So it'll be a period of recovery over the next 12 to 18 months, and then we'll see what Flybe decide to do in the longer term.